we're all looking for. What are you looking for? What are we all looking for? Well, that's a question. Maybe I better rename it. What we're all looking for. A statement. Declaration. Praise God. What we're all looking for. I've had a lot of experiences in my 66 years. And experience is the best teacher. Sometimes it's the dearest teacher. It's the most expensive teacher. But I remember I was in the Army. The guy in there is always looking around. Finally, somebody asked him what he looked for. He found that he got his discharge during the war and got to go home. He said, "That's what I've been looking for all the time." He just always ran looking. They thought he's crazy because he's always looking. He said, "That was it. When he got that discharge, that's what I've been looking for." He looked till he got what he was looking for. When I was a kid growing up, money, a dime or a nickel or even a few pennies, was scarce as hen's teeth. It was very difficult to get a dime or a nickel. And a quarter or a dollar, now that was out of range. You just didn't have any access to anything like that. Now, you folks don't know what that's like unless you live back there in the late 20s after that stock market crash in the 30s. And even the early 40s wasn't much better. And I used to go around looking. I tell you what I was looking for. I was looking for somebody, looking for a dime or a nickel or something somebody had dropped. I'd find one every once in a while, pretty often, because I was looking on the ground. I was pondering the path of my feet, let all my ways be established. I wanted a popsicle or something you could buy that was very, very uncommon. You went and saw a boy going down the road with a popsicle and his tongue about that long wrapped around it. He was a very fortunate young fellow. You didn't go get a popsicle every time you thought about it. Now you jump in the car and you go to the Dairy Queen in the middle of the night. Oh, I just long for one of them soft ice creams. You want to run your tongue around it and lick it. Or you want a taco. And, oh, we got to go to the Taco Bell. It's midnight. Well, that's what I want. You didn't go to no Taco Bell when I was growing up. There wasn't any. And if there was, you didn't have any money. And if that wasn't bad enough, you didn't have a car. And if that ain't bad enough, if you had a car, you couldn't buy any gas. So you just out of luck. Now, oh, what I want, I just drive down Lim Turner or Dunn Avenue or somewhere and look me up my favorite fast food service. I wished it was back to the 30s, and it's getting that way. Did you know it? You read today's paper, drought's ruining about a third of this country already. It's done killed the crops, done destroyed them. Done destroyed them. Drought. You want to read what's going to happen? I predicted it several years ago. It's written out there on a newsletter entitled, "God Has Called for a Drought Upon America." You're going to see people, old sorry, arrogant Americans, humble down. They're going to hunker down. God's going to judge them. Punish them for their stinking sins. This is a sinful country. Only want to do something. Oh, I'm having fun. You are? You're going to pay for it. Payday is right at hand. They ain't going to be a long ways off. It's right at hand. There's going to be the terrorist acts. There's going to be pestilences. This AIDS epidemic. It's going to break this country. It's going to break the insurance company. It's going to break Uncle Sam. It's going to ruin us. Just that one pestilence. And they're not going to stop it. I don't care what old Cook does with all his prophylactics and every device he has to ward off the threat of the social disease. It's going to take its toll by the millions. I'm glad of it. I wouldn't give a dime to save somebody with AIDS. You ain't going to save him, but I mean to prolong his life. He wants to go out and live like an alley cat, let him pay for it. Not me. I'm not supposed to pay his bills. Let him pay for it. sin's got a big price on it, ladies and gentlemen. Sin's got a big price. You pay for it. God said, whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. Well, I want to teach you today how to reap something good. That's what you're looking for, isn't it? America's always looking for something good. But there's a scripture in Jeremiah 8:15. It says, we looked for good, and no good came. And for a time of health, and behold, trouble. That's what Americans are going to get. No health and no peace. Trouble. All this health insurance ain't going to do any good either. Still going to be more suffering than the hospitals and doctors and all the wonder drugs can alleviate. AIDS is going to claim millions of our fellow Americans. You're going to be surprised who's going to wind up and die with the AIDS. And most of the time, they're going to have to try to conceal it. They slip them in eternity now and into their boxes and caskets and bury them. And, oh, he died with a cancer. Yeah, old AIDS. There's plenty of them dying right now with AIDS, and they don't tell anybody. But still, the death rate is going to increase drastically. Earthquakes, pestilence, famine. My sister called yesterday and she said it hasn't rained in 33 days up in her part of the world in Wisconsin. Neither has it rained in North Dakota and South Dakota and Montana and northern or most all of Indiana and Iowa, in Nebraska, in other states in that area, clear on down to Mexico. The wheat that ought to be that high is that high. And no vegetables. Price will go up. Bread, vegetables, commodities. Gonna have to eat less. Enjoy it more when you do get what you want. And God's gonna bring this stinking bunch of rebels and arrogant cusses down that this nation has produced. And you know who's responsible? Preachers! They make arrogant cusses out of people. Just like what's been happening in PTL and Jimmy Swagger. A bunch of arrogant rascals. God's going to judge them. I've been warning people for years about PTL and Jimmy Swagger. Nobody wanted to listen. And Foote, Oral Roberts, and the rest of them just as bad. This is getting on cassette tape. It's going all out in the country and other countries. I want it to, because I know what's going to happen. The Bible said they're going to quit following them guys. They're going to quit giving them their money. They're going to throw it in the streets instead of sending it off to one of these popular preachers to squander and get up on the radio and brag about what he's doing for God, putting balloons over Russia and dropping the Bibles out, you know, and all that mess. Bunch of stinking racketeers. You got enough of them right here in Jacksonville in the pulpit, racketeers. All they want is money and a crowd and affluence and popularity and respect. They don't deserve it. For what they preach, they ought to be put in jail. I got no respect for them. I want everybody to know it, including them, their families, and their followers. When they look at me, I want them to look at me with contempt and scorn. But I'll have some that will respect me. That's the way a man of God has to live. The Bible said, woe to me if all men speak well of me, for so spake they to the false prophets. Yeah, that's what they like to speak well of, these old phony preachers and racketeers. I tell you what I'm looking for, ladies and gentlemen, for me and my family, is the blessing of Abraham. We're all looking for something. The Bible calls it the blessing of Abraham. Now, Americans don't know the Bible well enough to know how to put that terminology, that label on their quest, but all Americans have the same quest. The same quest Esau had. He didn't want his birthright. You read that in Genesis 27. Thus Esau despised his birthright. That was his responsibility, to live a holy, sanctified, God-fearing, separated life. No, I don't want that. But I tell you what he did want. He wanted that blessing that went along with that responsibility, but he didn't get it. God cut him off at the pass. God let his brother come in and get it. Take it away from him. Praise God. God's got some brothers now that's going to take up some of these blessings these old phonies have got.